It's Friday, and Rodeo Houston is in full swing. We're playing the music of this year's performers with Sam Malone on AM 1070, The Answer.
I called my doctor on the telephone.
Everybody.
Help me, doctor, something's wrong.
Alan Jackson.
I can't shake it, it's gone too far. He said, tell me what your symptoms are.
8:35 on The Sam Malone Show. I love this part of the Friday program, and obviously by the gigantic spike in listenership and viewership, so do you. Due to the incredible addition, I mean, at 8:30 on Fridays, it is like, it's hard to explain. You got a great party going on with all the people enjoying it, and all of a sudden Friday at 8:30, 10 more buses of people show up for the marriage segment, our marriage talk that I started years and years ago. Much to the unhappiness of radio executives all over Houston. It's like buses and buses and buses. People all show up now just for this. So we take a break from all the corruption and evil and godless behavior of the Obama administration, and we focus on keeping your marriage hot and heavy. As I put up on Facebook, make your wife your girlfriend, or make your wife your mistress, whatever you want to do. And the same thing, make your husband your boyfriend, ladies. Make your husband the guy you're having the affair with. I saw an ad for, I forget what it was. I think maybe it was for Four Seasons or Hyatt or Ritz or something. It said, this weekend, what is it? Find out, remind yourself why you married your girlfriend or something like that. And it showed this cute couple hooting and hollering in the swimming pool. So this weekend, go back to the old, you know, why you married your husband, why you married your wife, and make your wife your girlfriend so you're excited to see her. My wingman on this op for years, for 87 marriage talk segments, is a church deacon, author of Honor the Vow, our good friend Robert Kosick. Good morning, Mr. C.
Hey, good morning, and happy Friday to you, Sam.
Oh, man, you know it. I can't wait. I can't wait.
It's a great day.
Of course, after we shut off the show, we go into production mode, but I can't wait to get to the rodeo tonight. Then I'll know it's Friday.
There you go. And then let me just put a shout-out to my wife. 23 years tomorrow we're celebrating.
Yay!
Love that woman. Adore her to death.
Ain't that good to hear?
What's that?
I said, ain't that good to hear?
It is. It is wonderful. And I had some great plans for tomorrow, but I was telling Tom it doesn't look like that's going to work out because they were outdoor plans. So I don't.
Is it going to rain?
It's supposed to be like 80% tomorrow.
Okay. So what? So go outside, get soaked. Who cares? It's romantic.
I don't know. It might not be as romantic to her walking through the rain, but hey, you know, maybe we'll go for it anyway.
Look, it's a giant wet T-shirt contest at that point. Go have fun.
There you go.
Get outside. Here we go. Believe it or not, folks, marriage tip number 87 is posted up on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. It's available on iTunes. Sam Malone Show Marriage at iTunes. Here you go, number 87. I wish, .. When walking through the mall with your wife, has another attractive woman ever caught your attention? How did your wife respond to your taking notice of the other woman? Probably not the way one wife responded. Receiving attention is very attractive. It creates an emotional attraction that quite often leads to physical attraction. In marriage, noticing and commenting on your wife's new dress, hairdo, nail polish, or perfume shows you're paying attention to her, that she's important to you, and that you're attracted to her. That, in turn, will likely create an attraction to you both emotionally and physically. Warning, a husband's use of this tool outside of his marriage could result in serious financial, emotional, and physical damage. True.
Very true.
What do you do? You're at the beach, especially the beach. You're on vacation. Attractive woman bikinis coming your direction. That's a tough spot for some men to be in.
It is a tough spot for some, and it depends on what the status of the marriage is. And let me at least emphasize, I did put in there another attractive woman. So your wife is attractive.
Yeah.
And just another one walks by. But it is a tough spot to be in, especially if your marriage is rocky. So let me just start off by saying, if what you hear when we talk about today makes you a little upset about your marriage, it doesn't mean your marriage is over. It means that we have a little work to do to make it better. And that's what we're here for, making it better. But it is a tough spot to be in sometimes.
It is. It's very uncomfortable. And it's if your marriage is rocky, it's impossible. You'll find more attractive women walking your direction. It's just that way. And you could be at Bennigan's. You know, you could be at the shoe store with your wife, and all of a sudden an attractive woman's coming your way.
Yeah.
And a lot of men will do the old, I don't see anything face. And then other guys turn their neck around like they're going to a chiropractic exam.
They do. They do. And that's where you can get into a lot of trouble. I mean, you can't even watch, TV commercials these days. I mean,
yeah.
It's everywhere. Driving down the road, it's on the billboards. And you have to make sure, the best way I know to counter this is to just adore your spouse, put her up on a pedestal, let her know she's the only thing that you desire, and those things won't even faze her. So when you don't do that, you got a little bit of problems.
And by the way, if you're dating someone, Mr. Cossack, my buddy Jeff was engaged to Lisa, and we would go out with Denise, and we double date. And I'm not joking, we were like at Applebee's, and the waitress was cute. And Lisa hit Jeff, like in the chest, goes, "Were you looking at her? Is she cute? Is she prettier than me? She got a nicer butt? What are you looking?" And he's like, "I wasn't looking."
Liar.
He ended up canceling the wedding 6 weeks, right before the invitations went out, before the date. Yeah, I commended him.
Yeah, jealousy is, well, there's other roots there, and if you don't address the root problem there, you'll have a really hard marriage.
What do you do, though? Okay, so your marriage is a little rocky. Pretty woman walks by. You look. I mean, you're going to look. What answer does a man have when his wife says, "Were you looking at her?"
Well, what I normally say is, I'm not a monk.
hey, these pots, I got pots,
I noticed. If a guy notices a girl, and the wife has to understand, he is a guy, he's going to notice. It's do you gawk? And it does create a problem. I would then realize to myself, obviously my wife is feeling a little neglected, and she's not feeling like I adore her, and I have a little bit of work too. So I take notice to it. And the first thing you can do is say, "I apologize. I must not be, putting you up on a pedestal. I must not be letting you know that I feel way more of attraction towards you than anything that ever walked by."
Amen to that. Robert Cossack, my go-to guy on Marriage Talk. On the television screen, it says, "Remember, it happens. You're married, not buried."
Let me tell you what happened. This one husband that was walking through the mall, I was reading a bunch of material this week on affairs and whatnot, because I've been dealing a lot with that with couples. A lot of it starts this way, and that was the whole point of this point that we made this tip today, is that if you are giving a lot of attention to people, it'll eventually probably lead to some physical. And if you're pointing in a direction not towards your spouse, you could get yourself in a lot of trouble. But I thought it was amazing. This one woman noticed her husband, who constantly noticed other women walking by. And normally women would get upset. After a while, they can't take much. They might let the guy have it a little bit and just kind of chew him out. Some, "This is ridiculous. You shouldn't be doing that. Keep your eyes on me," kind of thing. But she didn't do that. She just looked at him in a very sincere, very hurt kind of voice, apparently. She just said, "I wish you would look at me that way."
Ooh. Ooh.
And then she just turned and walked away.
Oh,
can you imagine your wife saying that? I mean, 2x4 to the forehead. Oh my gosh, that would just kill me, especially if you didn't even realize you were doing it, that your wife feels so down about your affection towards her, and she notices that you have more affection for a perfect stranger than you do for her. That hurts.
Robert Cossack, my go-to guy for marriage, our Marriage Talk segment. He's a marriage coach and wrote the book Honor the Vow, and a church deacon. I would imagine if the wife said, "I wish you would look at me like that," she's probably been thinking it for years.
Yes.
It's probably been just sitting there and oh, guys, come on. Don't ever get to that point.
Yeah, that was tough.
And what's the recovery on that, by the way, Mr. Cossack? What do you do? What's the guy do? Like, just
get on your knees and beg for forgiveness, maybe. go straight for the clothing store, buy her whatever she wants.
Because if you make a move like, "Honey, that dress makes your cleavage look fantastic," she's probably going to think, "Oh, he's just saying that because I told him to."
Yeah.
It loses its authenticity at that point.
I think the best thing you could do at that point is very sincerely say, "I'm sorry, I had no idea I was treating you that way."
That's a good line, but you got to back it up.
You got to, and work on how do you fix it, and have her, you work a plan. And if you are habitually looking at other people you're attracted to, or looking at them too long, give her the freedom to tell you stared a little too long. Not in a mean way. Raise the red flag. Hey, in case you don't know it, we're going to point it out. And if he does it too often, go get some help.
just start with a joking line like, "Hey, it's not an oil painting, okay? She was pretty. I saw her too," and then move on without, being a pain in the ass, so to speak.
Yeah. One guy used to always, when his wife would do that, he would just turn her and say, "Yeah, I did notice her, and yes, she was pretty, but not as pretty as you, or could never steal my attention away from you. You're way more attracted to you," or, something along those lines that reassures her, reaffirms her. That is what you're attracted to, her and not anybody else. You do notice other stuff. You can't help it because you are a guy, and that's just how guys are very visual. Women are very on the emotional side, emotional connection. Guys are visual, and so you're going to notice stuff. And the last thing you want to say, "Well, if you dress like that,"
Right. If you had a two of those hanging out of your chest, I'd be paying attention to you, too. Oh!
Oh, or if you'd lose 20 pounds, I would look at you that way. I mean, but the worst thing you can do is make light of it. Don't joke about it because she's already sensitive. She's already hurt. Just be sincere and apologize and then say, well, let's talk about that.
And if you're looking and fall into the pond at the mall, then what?
just do something goofy. Change the subject. Hey, look.
Hey, I didn't even notice her. Who put this pond here?
Hey, are those pretzels?
Right. Hey, Cinnabon smells good this time of day. Go to our Facebook page at Sam Malone Show, and you'll see the content marriage tip number 87. I wish ... And then if you can watch it on demand here, obviously on the show, by going to our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show, or just go to iTunes. The link is there for Sam Malone Show and Marriage. And we're doing everything we can to keep you helping your marriage hot and heavy. As I always say, men, oogle your wives today. I don't even know if oogle's a word, because every time I type it, spell check says no. Oogle your wives today or tonight. Give her that unexpected hug or grope. In fact, I encourage men today, jump into the shower and help her get that soap out of her hair.
There you go.
Or scrub her back or something like that. I said, life is short. Make your wife your girlfriend.
Yeah, you missed a spot.
I know I didn't. Oh, yes, you did. And then happy 25th wedding anniversary.
Actually 23rd, but yeah, we're super, super excited about it.
That's outstanding. And I tell, remind men, even at work, who say, hey, you know what, tomorrow's wedding anniversary.
23rd.
And see what they say. You're just saying that to get some, Cossack. and remind them about the glory and the sanctity of marriage, and you take that vow before your spouse, your family, your friends, and God and the community, and you put your life on the line to defend that at any day of the week, any hour of the week.
Absolutely.
That's our job as real men. Go check it out on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show's there.
I tell you, marriage is a wonderful journey. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah, it's a wonderful party, 11 o'clock last night. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Robert Cossack, our go-to guy on marriage talk with tip number 87. Have a great anniversary-filled fun weekend.
Hey, thanks, Sam. Have a great weekend.
You got it, boss. Talk to you next Friday. Sam Malone Show, AM 1070, The Answer.